Hi, everyone. I'm Christina Burnett, your host for the It's Natural podcast. Welcome back to another episode of It's Natural. And if you're new to this podcast, an extra special welcome to you and thank you for joining us. And before we head into this week's episode, I wanted to take a note and take a moment, a little bit of a pause. There's two options that I've been debating about, just kind of going on with our usual weekly episode. However, I think I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to address this. And I think many of us have heavy hearts with this political climate. Right now, with this new administration, there are policies and disasters after disasters flying at us every day. And I know it is overwhelming. And it's only been a couple weeks. I'm coming to you in February. And I know every day it feels like different rights, different accidents, different unheard of events taking place. And the hope and strategy for this podcast is always to support our audience and our community, no matter where you are right now. And right now, I don't feel like going into this topic at this time because things are unfolding so quickly. And I think that is definitely a strategy that they are using, but nothing is set in stone. So I think it would be a little trigger happy if I just jumped in. I do want to do a future episode discussing topics that are in our wheelhouse. This isn't an inherently political, obviously, podcast. However, I do want to talk about topics and help our community when we actually know factually what is going to play out. Right now, it seems like a little bit of smoke and mirror shows, more of a shock and awe kind of scenario going on. So I would like to come back when I can offer our community more solid facts. We are working with experts and looking into different matters that are popping up, it seems like, every few minutes. So I did want to take a moment to address that. And we're all in this together. And I do feel it's important when there are trying aspects like this in world events, political, in our neighborhood, no matter how close to home it hits, it's informative to act in a mindful manner and not out of fear, which I know is very hard, and it's even harder for some right now. However, that's what I do want to provide is actual factual information and resources for our community. So when I feel that we have that or it's the right place and time and we can actually benefit our audience and our community, then I will be addressing those topics further. I try to also be mindful with all of our platforms to, again, provide value. And sometimes that is us being quiet and pushing other additional platforms that have more authority in these topics. So if that seems right and seems like a better fit, I will also be doing that as well. Because sometimes being loud, sometimes being, again, I think we're all feeling bombarded. And so it can be very easy to just be making noise to make noise or to make our presence known. However, I want to create a strategy where we are really providing value and not just using our platform to make more noise. So with that said, let's jump into today's episode. For today's episode, we are talking about the renewal effect. This topic was spurred on by many questions and goals our audience asked. Many of us start the new year with intentions, but by February, life happens, and boy, has it been happening. Our motivation also starts to wane, and we can feel stuck in patterns that aren't serving us. But here's the truth. You don't need a new year to reset. Renewal isn't a calendar event. It's a biological process your body is already wired for. Today, we're uncovering the powerful science-backed wellness practices that help your body and mind naturally reset. Whether you're feeling sluggish, uninspired, or simply looking for ways to optimize your well-being, this episode will break down the latest research on how to activate cellular renewal through fasting and circadian alignment, the hormonal reset effect of breathwork and nervous system regulation, how light exposure and temperature therapy rewire our metabolism, and the top nutrients and supplements to fuel long-term vitality, and why dopamine, motivation, and behavior loops dictate our habits and how to reset them. So get ready for an episode packed with actionable tools you can start today. So let's dive in. For the first area to dive into is the biology of renewal and what science says about it. Our bodies are not static, and they are constantly in flux, breaking down old cells and creating new ones. This is a biological process called autophagy, which means self-eating, where your body clears out damaged cells and regenerates healthier cells. One of the most fascinating studies on autophagy was published in Nature Medicine in 2023, showing that activating autophagy through lifestyle shifts can enhance longevity, reduce inflammation, and even improve cognitive function. But here's a problem. Modern life works against this process. Chronic stress, poor sleep, excessive eating windows, and artificial lighting disrupts the body's natural ability to reset. So let's explore the science-backed ways we can activate renewal. So two of these processes that can help reset your body are through fasting and circadian alignment. Intermittent fasting and autophagy in the Journal of Cell Metabolism found that fasting for 12 to 16 hours activates autophagy, helping reduce inflammation, improve insulin sensitivity, and enhance mitochondrial function. What are some easy ways to implement this into your life? Well, this can be as simple as pushing your breakfast 1 to 2 hours later, or if that doesn't work for you and your hunger levels and your schedule, you can also do this in reverse, or you can finish your dinner earlier so that there's no extreme fasting needed. And I would also, throughout this whole episode and pretty much anything we ever suggest, these are all suggestions, but take note of what your body needs. When we're talking about these type of issues, I hear a lot of even experts making these statements as golden rules. However, if fasting simply doesn't work for your body, listen to that. And it's also, though, a great way to tune in and to see what is working for your body, which I think is also beneficial. So if fasting doesn't work, listen to your body. And I think this goes even more hand in hand with women. I know this is kind of a hot button issue. There's those who believe women shouldn't intermittent fast at all. And there's those who, again, make it a golden rule that everyone should intermittent fast. I think there's very, very, very few topics in all of medicine, wellness, lifestyle that is a 100% for everybody. The only ones I can think of are getting out and getting some sunlight and getting vitamin D, you know, eating a well-balanced meal, and that we all need sleep and water. But outside of those, I haven't seen any true golden rules. And again, this is why I actually like this tip, is because I don't think it has to be these extreme fasts for a couple days or for extensive hours. Simply just by moving up your breakfast a couple, maybe 1 to 2 times a week, see how that works for you. Or again, your dinner, have your dinner earlier so that window is closed. And once more, no extreme fasting is needed in order to help this mitochondrial function that takes place and that is activated through autophagy. Another area that is important for this reset is your circadian eating for a metabolic reset. The Salk Institute in 2023 found that eating within a 12-hour window improves metabolic health, balances hormones, and even enhances cognitive function. And now from this episode's sponsor. The key to sticking to any health and wellness routine for me is convenience and effectiveness. And I couldn't think of a more synonymous and aligned woman-led brand than Higher Dose. My love affair with Higher Dose began with their sauna blanket, which I found so effective and yet convenient to have all the benefits of a sauna packed into their high-quality sauna blanket. I still find it so convenient to have all the benefits of a sauna without the bulk of a traditional sauna unit. Still reaping all the benefits in my home, which makes me use it even more often as a busy mom because I can include it easily into my routine. Higher Dose is bringing at-home wellness tools using nature-inspired technologies to release a dose of feel-good chemicals, aka dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins, that elevate your mood, promote a healthy glow, support long-term health benefits, and lift your spirit. Even though their sauna mat was my intro into the brand, I have since fallen in love with their wide range of products and have also added them to my wellness toolbox. Their PEMF mat and red light therapy mask are one of my go-tos, along with their line of magnesium products. The magnesium gummies and bath soaks are among my favorites. And Higher Dose was kind enough to offer the It's Natural listeners 15% off site-wide with the code EVERGREEN. That's 15% off site-wide with the code EVERGREEN. EVERGREEN. I know you'll fall in love with how easy and effective Higher Dose's products are and how you will feel afterwards. Enjoy! So another tip here is align your meals with natural daylight. Have your first meal when the sun is up and avoid late night eating. And I know the late night eating's a little bit trickier right now, especially if you're in the northern hemisphere and you're having and experiencing your winter. It gets so dark so much earlier right now. So again, that's something to be mindful of. But also then I think that helps maybe if you're wanting to have your breakfast a little bit later, since the sun is rising a little bit later, kind of can help that. Might be a little more easier to start in the winter months. I think this is an easy way to align your meals with these small adjustments of intermittent fasting and how that plays a role with our body's autophagy of our cells and then circadian eating for a metabolic reset. Now let's see how our hormones can contribute to this factors as well and how we can reset them as well. So the hormonal reset effect in breath work and nervous system regulation. Your nervous system is the command center of renewal. If you're constantly in a state of fight or flight, your body prioritizes survival over regeneration. How do we shift into a restorative state? Our first tip in how to harness this power of resetting our restorative states. The first area is the power of breath work. A Stanford medicine study found that cyclic sighing long exhales lowers cortisol by 20% in just 5 minutes and improves heart rate variability, which is linked to longevity. So a way to practice this is to inhale for 4 seconds. Hold for 4 seconds and exhale for 8 seconds. Doing this for 2 to 5 minutes per day creates measurable stress reduction. Another tool that can be used is cold therapy in order to create hormonal resets. A 2023 study in Nature Neuroscience found that cold exposure, like cold showers or ice baths, increase dopamine by 250%, leading to improved motivation, focus, and metabolic function. So you might not be ready for an ice bath, which I can understand. A way to implement this, though, is even 30 seconds of cold water at the end of a warm shower can trigger the same benefits. And from there, depending on how your body feels and how you are seeing the effects, you can increase the length of time of cold water used within your showers. Again, this is one of those areas where I have heard both sides, and I actually have found both sides myself, where sometimes I have noticed and I love cold showers, and there are other times where it simply isn't working for me. So again, see how your body is feeling, how your body is reacting to this therapy. And once again, there are no golden rules. So see how it affects and plays with your body. Give yourself a time frame of maybe a couple weeks where you're slowly implementing the 30 seconds at the end of a shower and see how that works. And maybe even if you have a, you know, in your calendar or you have a journal, just note it down. That way you can see if it's helping you or if you're feeling that it's not benefiting you and your body. Once again, the studies are there, but there is no golden rule. So that's why I keep stressing and will continue to stress throughout this episode and just in general. So always come back and listen to your body, because that's one of our, I think, our biggest tools in any strategy we have, is to really listen to how things affect us. And it's so easy to go on this tip or that tip and not see if this is really helping us, and we're just doing something because it's trending. Or sometimes we're just so in the mix of a busy schedule, one meeting after another, or one kid carpool after another, and we're just not able to make that time. So I think it's so important too, with any of these new things we're implementing, is to be mindful of how we're affecting our bodies. And I think just even that noticing how something affects us can be such a huge component to any practice that we're trying to implement. And I feel like we can shift more quickly when we do notice things that aren't working for us. Another strategy we can help our bodies with regulating is rewiring our metabolism with light and temperature. If you've ever felt sluggish, I know. So right now, especially as I was saying, it's winter where I am. And if it's winter where you are and you've ever felt sluggish, and then in the reversal, how energized you might feel in the summer, you have then experienced how light and temperature impact our metabolism. And part of this is we're finding that, for example, morning lights and cortisol regulation go hand in hand. A 2023 study in the Journal of Endocrinology found that the exposure to morning sunlight within an hour of waking increases serotonin and dopamine levels while helping regulate cortisol. And a way to include this into your morning is get outside for the first 10 minutes of natural light in the morning, even if it's cloudy. This alone can help improve how we wake up and then later on how we go to sleep, our metabolism, and our mood. And I know I also often talk about habit stacking. Again, we need to make things as simple as possible so that way that they can be implemented into our routine, into our days consistently, which makes them an easy part of our routine. And then we don't have to even think about it anymore. It just is a knee-jerk reaction. So a way to implement this 10 minutes is maybe you have your morning beverage and just take that outside, or while it's steeping, you do a couple stretches on a patio or by a window or in your backyard, wherever you might be, just to get that natural light in. And again, even if it's a cloudy day, there's still light coming through and will help our bodies. Direct sunlight is better, but we will take what we can get. And another way to incorporates temperature therapy is through sauna and their use in cellular renewal. The Journal of Environmental Medicine found that infrared saunas used 3 to 4 times per week reduced all-cause mortality by 40% and improved detox pathways. For optimal use, a 20-minute sauna session is recommended, or to help mimic the benefits, even a hot bath is also beneficial. And I know I talk about it often, but that's why I also love the higher dose sauna blankets, because it's so easy to implement into your routine. And even if you're someone who travels a lot, it's also easy enough to pack up and put into your suitcase to even keep it in your routine while you travel. And it's so nice too. So many hotels, I feel like, are putting in infrared saunas and steam rooms. I prefer infrared saunas myself, but it's so nice too while traveling how many hotels now have those within their gyms. I've been appreciating the growing love of saunas when I travel. And then onto nutrients and supplements that help fuel renewal. Magnesium is huge for stress and sleep. A 2023 study in sleep medicine found that magnesium glycinate improves deep sleep by 33% and reduces nighttime cortisol levels overall. And I always am such a huge proponent in taking magnesium for myself, but also recommending it to others. I know it's still pretty big and still pretty popular right now. And yes, our bodies make it, but I love suggesting to people who are asking about sleep or might be have restless leg, or even in pregnancies, I took it and found it helpful as well, magnesium. But I love magnesium over melatonin. I feel melatonin, a lot of people are taking such high doses, and you really only need a small amount. And again, melatonin is something that our body creates. So I think it also, from the studies, it can throw off our bodies and what our bodies make naturally. And it seems to be also more of a point too with children who, again, their bodies are learning to regulate. So even for children, check with your doctor, of course, but I think magnesium is so beneficial, and it's one of those nutrients that we need for so many different varying functions within our body, even outside of stress management and sleep. And it's one of those things a lot of us aren't getting enough of. Then another nutrient that we all need is our omega-3s for brain health. A meta-analysis from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that DHA and EPA reduce brain inflammation, improve cognitive function, and even enhance emotional resilience. And then another nutrient that I feel is long overdue for getting attention, polyphenols for longevity. Polyphenols can be found in berries, green tea, and dark chocolate, and also matcha. Polyphenols activate sirtuins, which are proteins linked to longevity and DNA repair. And then another area that I love to include within adding into my smoothies and just try to be mindful within my diet overall are adaptogens for nervous system resilience. One of my favorites is ashwagandha, which has been shown to help lower cholesterol 30% in just 8 weeks by the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology. And another adaptogen is rhodiola, which can help reduce stress and also boost energy. And that is from the frontier of psychology. I know I've given a lot of different components. With all these components, I think it can be useful to be shown how this could work into a daily routine. And I know sometimes you're just given little chunks of things that can be useful, but you aren't shown how to practically implement them. Let's break this down into a 7-day renewal plan, and you can start anywhere, anytime. So this will look like, one, waking up and getting morning sunlight. So take your coffee, your matcha, and get outside for just 10 minutes before any screen time. This will help your circadian rhythm regulate. And also, you can maybe journal out there, maybe try the deep breathing practice as you're out there. do some stretches, maybe some lymphatic massage or facial massage. I know I like to do that personally in the morning. And that's only for 10 minutes. And then after that, 12-hour fasting window. So finish dinner a little bit earlier to help activate the autophagy system that our body has when we're in this fasting state. Or depending on your schedule, maybe start breakfast a little bit later in the day, a couple hours. Nothing extreme. You're either shortening, you know, your dinner time and when you're having that, or if that's too much of a struggle, try a later breakfast. And then maybe another time throughout your day, or maybe when you are trying to get your morning sunlight, implement breath work to reset and to reduce stress, or maybe while you're traveling in your car, because this is for 2 or so minutes. So it's a very short window. And during this time, the breathing practice, you're doing the 4-4-8, which is breathing in for 4, holding for 4, then breathing out for 8. And again, for the highest benefits, usually to 2 minutes to 5 minutes, depending on your time. Then within our day, we want to try to add in more protein and polyphenols for our brain health. I get it. I get that we're all busy. So maybe you can have a bag of mixed nuts that you can take with you or store in your car so you can snack on them in between errands or if you're stuck in traffic. Berries and dark chocolate are also a great way to add these into our day-to-day. I feel all three of those components, I think, can be paired easily with any recipe that you have. So berries on top of maybe some oatmeal, dark chocolates on top of maybe something that you're trying to sweeten up or that you like to have at the end of the night to bookend your day, or nuts that can be chopped into your salad. It can be interwoven into many recipes. Pick and choose what is easiest for you. And then our fifth strategy is, remember, cold exposure for dopamine. End your showers with a 30 seconds of cold. And again, you can work this length of time up depending on how you're feeling it is working for your body. 6, if you can include and if you have access to a sauna, try that 2 to 3 times a week, or try implementing the same effects with a hot bath to help boost and detox and get our circulation going and those benefits interwoven into your week. Then our last tip is magnesium at night to help support deep sleep and our nervous system recovery. And by the end of the week, note how your energy levels are feeling. How is your sleep feeling? How is your mood and focus doing? And reducing inflammation, is that going down as well? And how is your mindset? Is it feeling a little more refreshed and renewed and being able to take on your day? So I hope these little nuggets and tips have helped. And that's it for today's episode of It's Natural. I hope you feel inspired to integrate these renewal practices into your daily life. And again, no beginning of the year, no January resolutions required to start this. And you can start these practices and implementing these little nuggets into your day and into your week at any time. And if this episode resonated with you, please share with a friend to help us grow and support this podcast. Please rate and review, as that is the easiest way. And I know it sounds very simple, but it is the easiest way to help us continue to grow our audience and come to you weekly. And until next time, take care and stay well. Bye.